Thank you for choosing Urge Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. My name is Matt. I received a letter from Urge Top Fiber recently letting me know that there's a service coming to my area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just stuck this in a pile of mail and didn't get to it in time. And I saw that there's like some expiring offer on here. And I guess I was wondering if it's too late for me to get the same deal that was talked about on this sheet or if I'm going to in a different price tier.
Well, we can definitely look. I don't think that will be an issue. We can definitely check to see how much that would come out to. What's your service address?
It's 355 Broadway in Ulster Park, New York, 12487.
All right, I'm looking that up. It looks like we can get you signed up for service. Would this be for, just to double check, would this be for home or business?
This is for home.
All righty. Well, I've got good news for you. Luckily, that price is still a good guarantee, so you can get that 1 gigabit internet service for only $69.99 a month with ACH auto payments and paperless billing.
Yeah, no, I'd like to do that. I'm happy to pre-sign up and lock that price in. That sounds like a good idea.
Fantastic. So do you want to do we have two options. We have 1 gig and 2 gig. Which one would you prefer? The 1 gig is the $69.99 that is listed, and 2 gig, you can get that for only $20 more a month.
I think I'm going to stick with the 1 gig for now. I'm on a 500 megabit plan right now, and it's good, but I don't know if I need much more than 1 gig.
No worries. I can definitely do that. So you do receive one extender. About how large is your home? And we can definitely look to see if you might need another one, but you can always just try for one to start off with.
I don't think I need anything like that. I'm going to be using my own like mesh network okay. That I already have.
No worries there. You're
feeding the modem.
No worries. You are free to use your own network. I will let you know that anything past our modem, we won't be able to do any troubleshooting for you. We can assist the best as possible, but we won't be able to do any direct troubleshooting, just so you are aware.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Do you need any kind of home phone services?
Home phone, no.
All righty. Do you own or rent your property?
I own the property.
Awesome. Do you know how you get your power? Is it from the pole or underground?
The power is from a pole.
Alrighty. And is your billing address different from your service address?
Nope, same address.
Fantastic. For my records, can you spell out your first and last name for me?
Yeah, sure. It's Matt, M-A-T-T, last name Gray, G-R-A-Y.
And what's a good email for you, Matt?
We can use at Matt Gray, or no, sorry, macray.xor@gmail.com.
And the phone number you're calling me at, that 617-888-1520. Is that a good contact number for you?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. We have a couple of ways we can communicate with our customers, including phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Phone, email, or text. I think text is the best.
All right. So here at Urge Top Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging about certain information about billing and billing information, account specific updates, or installation appointments. You can also confirm your appointments via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to send you information you authorize us to do so. We're not going to send you anything like spam or anything to your phone. And you can choose to opt out at any time and choose phone or email from your account portal. Message and data rates may apply. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. And how would you like to sign up? Would you like to get that $10 discount out by doing an ACH auto payment? This would be like an electronic check using your bank account's account number and routing number. You can also Alrighty. Whenever you're ready, Matt, go ahead and I will need the routing number and the account number.
Okay. Yeah, let me pull that up.
While you're doing that, can you spell your last name for me one more time?
Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Thank you.
A Okay, yeah, here, you need my ACH information.
That is correct.
Is this recorded, this phone line? Like, are you gonna, 'cause this is kind of sensitive information.
So this is only an internal recording that is only used for training and informational purposes within our system, just in case we have something that messed up. We need to make sure that we have accountability for that. It is not shared with anybody outside of our services. It is specifically for Archtop Fiber. We are on a secured network, so you do not have to worry about this information being leaked out to anywhere else.
All right, fine. So, what do you need? Routing number?
Routing number first, please.
Okay, yeah, 211-371, 120.
That should be with a Cambridge savings.
That's right.
And what's the account number?
The account number is 568-263-089.
All right, and is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that that's not going to happen though until like I'm actually getting service, right?
Yep. Do not worry about making any kind of payments until your services are officially installed. At the date of your installation, that is when you will receive your first bill, and the funds for that payment will be deducted as part of the automatic payment arrangement. At that time, the date of your installation will become your invoice date, and your bill will be due 15 days after that.
Okay, so like it's essentially a prepayment model. So like I pay for the upcoming month and then I have 15 days to pay for that full month
So
or after, so
with
to speak.
automatic payments, those payments automatically do get deducted at the end of that 15-day invoice cycle, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, but like my first billing period will be from like installation day to that plus 30 days, basically. Is that right?
So it'll be from that installation date to that same day the following month plus 15. So since your in-service date isn't until the first of the year, we'll typically give you a call on or around that date to get you scheduled for your installation period. On the day of your installation, that is when your first bill will be due, and that is when you'll start receiving your monthly invoices the month afterwards. From that invoice date, 15 days later is when you will actually be billed for the preceding month.
Okay, cool. And then like what are most people doing when it comes to canceling their existing service, like Charter or whatever?
So if you do have a current service provider, we actually do recommend that you wait until your service is installed before you cancel with them. So the same day that you get your service installation taken care of, you can call, go online, or do whatever you need to do with your service provider and just cancel with them that way.
Okay, makes sense. All right, cool. What else do you need from me?
And the other option is, would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah, that can be the primary payment method.
All right, let me say, getting this information saved. I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you. So at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects our fiber service to your house prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be there for that part of the installation if they do so. If required, that drop cable may be laid on the ground. If it is, we'll help to permanently bury that within 10 days upon placement. And as I stated, if you do have a current service provider, wait to cancel before until service has been installed with us. Yes. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned upon cancellation of service. Yes, within 30 days. At the time of cancellation, you should receive a return kit or call from us to set up an appointment to have a technician come by to collect the equipment. Failure to return the equipment and its required 30-day time frame can result in a penalty and up to $135 for each unit not returned in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your account information by signing into your Archtop Fiber online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account using the email address you provided with me today. Today.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by these terms of conditions as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously gonna have to read that in detail, but and like the service won't start right away, but I can agree to that.
Understandable. If you'd like to read it in full detail, you can go to Archtop Fiber, and at the very bottom, you should see a little hyperlink saying legal. That'll be all of our terms of service. Should be available for you at
Yeah,
that
that's
point.
fine. Just a couple of things that are more like requests. One would be that if there is a need to lay a cable on the ground, and that would be something I'd need to know about because it's on the ground from the pole would mean it's on my driveway, and that's kind of not cool. However, I am a big fan of burying cables, and I would actually want to bury the electrical and any other like cable at the same time that's
Understandable.
coming in from that same pole.
So our technicians usually will do, like I said, our technicians usually do determine the best way. If you have power coming in from the pole, we typically do follow those power lines to the home because it's a lot easier to just string it along the power line and connect and hook it up because they're both insulated cables. So that way
Yeah.
it's there and you don't have to worry about it. So
Okay, yeah. Once you get to the drop of the house, the only other request I'd have is that we run it under the like there's a part of the house that's more important to have service, and there's already like a whole setup around like where all the home automation stuff is. And running it essentially running it through the basement along where the other cable is already going is what I would need to have happen there.
yeah, we have a lot of people who request that. We can add those to our notes for our technician just so that they are aware of it. And as well as you can always call back and we can leave a more detailed note as soon as your account is fully set up in our system.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so you said you got a mailer. It's fantastic. That's how about 95% of the people who hear about Archtop Fiber have been getting them lately is through the mail. They get the nice little flyers and everything. Is there anything of on your property that our installer should be aware of before they arrive, such as buried wire, any other buried wire, septic tanks, or large kind of wells, or anything of that sort?
No, there should be an unobstructed path under the driveway if they do need to do any digging. Obviously, they should call DigSafe and make sure that's true. But there's nothing that I've seen in the home ownership in 3 years that would suggest that there is anything there anywhere around where they would be digging.
Understandable.
There is some buried gas lines, but that should be very evident from just like the drop for the fiber will be very close to where the gas enters the house, and you can see exactly the gas line path.
So
It's marked out on the sidewalk already.
we usually do follow, do if we have to do a bury, we do something called a locate essentially. So essentially, yeah, we do call the buried line cable to find out where water mains are, sewer lines, gas lines, all that stuff is, just so we know. No, hey, here's where it is, here's where we can't dig. So if we have to do that.
Yep.
Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for any of our technicians or myself at this time?
No, so the price I'm going to be debited once this is installed is $69.99 per month,
Per
right?
month.
It's not like there's no additional taxes or anything.
Taxes and fees are included as well as the cost of any and all equipment.
Okay. Well, and that answers my questions. I think I've got what I need here. Thank you for your help setting the call up.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So at the right about this time, you should be receiving two emails. One is going to be just a little bit of a overview of what we discussed today and giving you an order confirmation number. And the second one is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. It'll have a hyperlink and should have a temporary password in there. If it doesn't, you can just click forgot my password and you'll get a temporary password sent to you. If that fails as well, you can just give us a call back and we'd be happy to get that set up for you just so you have access to your online account. I will advise you that that link is only valid for 24 hours after it is sent, so you have until about 5 o'clock tomorrow evening before that email becomes invalid and you would have to request a forgotten password again.
Okay, yeah. So I've already received it. Like, what's the, can you just read the email address back to me one more time?
I can very much so. Give me a sec. If it'll allow me, give me one moment. Actually, no, because it already went past all that point for my stuff. Give me one second. I will see if it pops up in
But
ours.
I'm not receiving any emails yet.
I don't have anything up just yet. And our system usually doesn't populate those names in for about 20 to 30 minutes just because we have so much going on right now because we've been expanding left, right, and center. So it's going to take about, I would say about 20 to 30 minutes before we see it in our system. I will definitely look into it. Because like I said, it just came up. We just got this over set up. What was the email address? If you speak it out to me, because I have a fairly decent memory for stuff like that. What was the email address you provided one more time? Hello, sir. Mr. Gray, are you still there?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Sorry, did you get my email address?
No, I did not. You cut out on me. What was it one more time?
It's MA.